When Glenn Elsrode drives you around his 500-acre farm in western Baltimore County.
Now these are our farms all in through here, and I'll slow up here just a little bit.
The first thing he shows you are the trees he's planted, 7,000 of them, then the cover crops planted in the winter.
You know, eliminates erosion that you have there, and it also affixes the nutrients that are in the soil.
Elsrode takes pride in his land conservation, and that includes his renting about 19 acres of farmland to a company that plans to install solar panels. The property is on Hanover Pike, about 4 miles north of Reisterstown. It's on a slope facing south. Elsrode says that makes it difficult to farm, so it made sense to rent it out for a solar farm. He can make some money, and Elsrode says he believes in renewable energy because climate change is real.
You could have gone back 10 years ago and I would have thought it was foolishness, but I don't believe that any longer.
But the County Farm Bureau rejects the term solar farm, saying instead they are solar facilities that take up valuable farmland. Shane Hughes owns Liberty Delight Farms near Reisterstown. He raises beef, pork, chicken, and rabbits. Hughes has solar panels, but they're on the roof of a barn, not on land. And the solar is not for profit, but to run his farm. Hughes says putting solar panels on farmland does not make it farming, and he says anyone who does that should lose the property tax break farmers get.
You're not going to graze an animal on it. You're not going to grow a crop on it. And what else, what other use is it?
The Baltimore County Council has tried and failed 3 times to regulate solar farms. The most recent attempt was by Councilman Wade Catch, who represents much of the rural part of the county. That one failed after Councilwoman Vicki Almond withdrew her support. Almond says it's a complicated issue. On one hand, you want to help the farmer trying to make a living. On the other hand, if you don't regulate solar, Almond says you're looking for trouble.
And we don't want it to become the wild, wild west. But we also don't know, are there 20 projects out there or are there 100 that are looking at it? We really don't know.
Those who want tough regulations say they worry about nearby homes losing value, glare off the panels bothering drivers, and the rural landscape of the North County being ruined. Councilman Catch.
You will not find these solar facilities anywhere in the county law. It's just they're not mentioned at all, so this is new territory.
Also, if a solar facility gets so large that it produces at least 2 megawatts of power, it's considered a public utility. Then the Maryland Public Service Commission, not the county, calls the shots. A spokeswoman for the PSC says while it would have the final say, it would seriously consider local ordinances and zoning. So far, the PSC has received no application for a large solar farm in Baltimore County. But the prospect of a mega-acre solar farm worries Teresa Moore. She's the executive director of the Valleys Planning Council, a nonprofit that focuses on land use in northern Baltimore County.
The zeal for the renewables is outpacing our ability to plan for it.
Councilwoman Almond expects the council will take another swing at regulating solar farms this spring. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.